4 nights here.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich? I
don't. Go, Matt.
Oh, I'm here. Hey, so we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming live from Brazil.
Somebody's bathroom is where you're coming from now.
It's actually a bedroom, but I am on a penthouse of a 20-story building, so that's why the Wi-Fi is probably spotty, because it's so far down to the earth, you can't really get it up here.
But, good. Have you ever been to Brazil, Billy?
No.
It's incredible, you know, favelas, which are very dangerous. At one time in Rio, the City of God was the most dangerous place in the world. It's called the City of God.
I've heard a place like that.
And you can see that they steal electricity. The favelas builds these things and they're stealing electricity and nobody can go up and do anything. Wow. What are you going to do? Go into the most dangerous place on the world and say, hey, you're stealing electricity?
Yeah, they just let it go, huh?
They let it go. Maybe you should do that with your internet.
look, the higher you are, the safer you are in Brazil. So right now I'm on the top of a penthouse building overlooking the city and it's paradise.
All right, go. Ask your question.
Yeah, so after this, every past UFC fight, Tony Ferguson lost.
Uh-huh.
And moving Charles Oliveira up to number third. You know, how do you feel about the UFC rankings? You know, like, how do you feel, like, about the organization as a whole? Because it's not across the spectrum. You know, it's one promotion. It's their view of who gets the spots. You know, how do you feel about the system as it is?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I think it's important to have rankings. You know, I think it's important to have rankings 1 through 15 because of what the UFC wants to do. And to be as mainstream and as big as they are, if you look across the board, there's so much goes into, like, people like are obsessed with numbers. You know, they want to see who the top is. They want to see who the top five is, top 10, top 15. So to have rankings like that, I think it's important in that aspect. As a fighter, though, like, everyone's like, oh man, like, when are you going to fight someone in the top 15? And I'm like, well, if they pay me more, I would fight someone sooner in the top 15 because I feel like I am ready to be fighting those guys. But right now it's like more about getting more wins and getting myself out there more. Obviously losing doesn't help, but even if I were to have won on Saturday, if they're like, all right, you're going to get X amount of money to fight someone who's number 10 in the world, or you're going to get that same amount of money to fight someone who's lower ranked, who's like 21, you know,
common sense.
Exactly. It would make more sense to, it'd be a less risky fight to fight the guy who's 21. So to me, it's always been about how many fights it's going to take to fight for a championship. And I think you would have to be, you know, 6-0 or like 7-1 or 7-2, you know, to get, you know, win three or four fights in a row. If you take a loss, you got to win another three fights in a row. So to me, it's not really about fighting guys who are in the top 15, but in one or two fights when I'm ready for it, fighting a guy who's, you know, just taking that one fight against who's like the number 6 guy or number 5 guy. That way you don't have to fight the 15th, 14th, 13th. Sure. Oh, and I know guys like Ryan Hall have a really hard time finding opponents because I think he's ranked like 12th and he wants to fight someone who's, you know, higher ranked,
sure,
than him.
Sure.
And none of those guys want to fight someone like Ryan who's number 12. You know what I mean? It's a very tough fight for them. They want to fight guys who are 1 through 5 too.
I would like to see, and I know you got to follow up, Matt, but I would like to see different media people doing the rankings.
Yeah.
I think they need, and how you do this, I don't know, because the UFC's involved, but they're not involved, but they're involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what you're saying.
I was once one of the voters, and they pulled me doing the rankings because they only wanted full-time MMA journalists. I'm trying to be as politically correct as possible. You know, I don't think I'm all that and, you know, a bag of chips and all that kind of stuff, but I'm pretty sure that I know as much MMA as most of those people in the rankings, if not all.
Yeah.
So to say, because I do all other sports, but there's people on there, the last time I looked, I haven't looked at the rankings because I don't care because of this whole system. I remember a Brazilian had like 3 Brazilians top 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
One guy shouldn't even be ranked, but he's the 3rd ranked pound for pound fighter because it's favoritism. And you have to be careful when you have people doing rankings because it affects people's money. It affects their job, their career, who they're going to fight, all that stuff. And that bothers me.
Yeah, and I do agree. And luckily, I haven't been in a position that it was as important. I'm sure maybe next year I'll come on and I'll be like, well, this is bull crap. The number six guy won't fight me even though I'm seven, or, in that case. So I do agree with that. And I do know, if I was ranked like I was ranked like a number 12, like Ryan Hall is, why would he want to fight a guy who's not ranked?
Right.
Or
sure.
The 13th, 14th. So it does become about like this versus this. And, I know boxing tries to do it where they mandate you fighting certain people, but we've seen what a mess that could also be, trying to have different promotions, having to fight someone.
The difference of that, though, is the president of your organization can make you fight or not allow you to ever fight.
Yeah.
So he does have that kind of power.
Yeah,
before I throw it back to you, Matt, for your follow up, I can't believe that I waited 40 some minutes to respond to Papa Q when he mentioned restaurant, and I didn't jump on it to find out what kind of restaurant.
What kind of restaurant?
Coffee shop.
Okay.
Open 6 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, breakfast and lunch.
What's the best thing there to have? As people are, as we get the word out, what should they order when they get there?
Yeah, breakfast and lunch, quiche, hamburgers, everything's homemade, bread's homemade.
I always go there and get a giant breakfast sandwich. This is like my hungover food, where we would go there. When I'd go there, like, we'd go out and drink, and we'd go to the diner the next morning. I always get a giant breakfast sandwich with a big side of like French toast, and then of course like waters and coffees.
Sure. And where is the restaurant? What is it called?
It's in Lewiston, New York, and it's called the Hillview.
Lewiston, New York.
The Hillview Restaurant.
All right, Matt. We know where we're going.
Yeah, I get the best breakfast there. My mom's always up there whipping up a storm, cooking up everything.
All right, God, follow up, Matthew.
Yeah. So, in this interview twice now, you've talked about the quest for the belt, for the world title.
Yep.
But you've also earned a couple pretty prestigious awards in your young career, as far as personal accolades. Like, where do you rank those, in importance or in relative to the ultimate final championship?
When I moved to Tampa, I grew up in Western New York, where my parents still live. Lewiston, New York, beautiful little town. I love traveling up there every summer, but I basically moved to Tampa, and the main goal I knew coming here, I needed a really important goal to kind of keep me focused, to kind of keep me out of like partying and stuff like that. So the biggest goal was always to eventually get into the UFC and fight for a world, go and get a UFC world championship. So all the other things kind of led to this point of getting to the UFC. And now I basically had to get to the UFC to even reach that goal. So like the amateur titles, the pro titles, they helped me get there. I would say my biggest accolade right now would be my black belt in jiu-jitsu. And then the next biggest one would be a UFC world title. That's like the one thing that I'm missing with all these goals.
I can't believe what a softball that just was. It wasn't meant to be. He doesn't know where I'm going to go with this. But the accolade that you may want most, that these two guys don't even know about this yet. You two don't even know about this. But when you leave the show, whenever that may be, it might be at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a pizza making contest between the two of you.
Okay.
All right. So you get to pick which one's going to help. And the two of you are going to help the two of them make a pizza, and we're going to do our pizza challenge.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. We didn't mean. I've done it once before, but right. I think I lost. Matt Arroyo. Well, and there was a female here judging, and like halfway through, she's like, "Oh, I love pepperoni," and Arroyo already put a bunch of pepperoni on. Well, I'm like, "Well, he's going to win this one."
Now,
so I'm 0-1, but I do have the experience of competing once.
That's true. Now, here's, and we were talking about some other stuff, and we talked about Matt, that softball game. I talked to Billy and Papa Q. So here's my question the thing for the two of you. Papa Q, are you going to let your son win, or are you going to try to take him out?
No, I'm going to try and beat him.
See? All right. That proof. Just because age doesn't matter, it's always about winning.
I think he would try to definitely get one of his sons out, but I don't know if he would get another young kid out. I think he might let another person's 8-year-old go. I don't know.
See, I disagree with
maybe
that.
Maybe a few years ago, maybe not. I think he's getting,
See, my
he's a grandpa now, he's got he sees these young kids.
I promise you this, okay? I have a brand new 7-8-month-old, I don't even know how many months.
Uh-huh. You're throwing him out.
I'm tagging her out. 8, thank you. I will tag her. If we are playing a game, if we're going to play a game on our back porch, if we're going to play wire ball, if you know what that is, it's a favorite game from up north, I'm playing to win. I'm gonna tag out my granddaughter.
And it, you know, she will grow from that, and she'll learn from that. It'll make her better.
Exactly. You know, you earn it. You know, I don't want anybody. I don't want my children. I don't want my grandchildren to think, you know, it's easy to win. No, you've got to go out there and produce. And
I will say this: we have three younger ones, two nieces and a nephew. And the nephew, he just turned 13. Like up until this point, we would like play basketball, and I'd kind of let him shoot around, and like he's like, oh yeah, you know, I won or whatever. And then these last two times I've played him, you know, he's getting pretty good. So I'm like, I'm just gonna smoke him now. And so we were playing like hard, and I ended up beating him a couple of games. So like now I go harder, but he had to get to a certain age, and he's like my nephew, so he's not one of my own kids. And now I'm not gonna go back on it. Now I have to just keep beating him.
You have to, right?
And he might get to a point where he can actually beat me. So then I'm just gonna start fouling him and stuff like that, and like make it nasty.
Well, and I could be wrong, but Mike's not there. He will at some point. He'll beat you.
Yeah, he has to. It's all he does is play basketball.
Right.
All I'm doing is jiu-jitsu and wrestling and boxing.
And sooner or later he's gonna win, and you want him to feel like he did it, he won.
Yep, exactly.
And it goes back to what I said to you before. If I'm gonna do that to my own kid, I'm definitely doing it to yours.
Someone else's kid.
Exactly. All right, so we're gonna talk about the pizza challenge. We'll find out what else is going on down there in Brazil when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMABobblehead.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's homeless pets always benefit from the generosity of the Tampa Bay community during holiday giving. There are many ways to help. Make an end-of-year gift of any amount or become a pet partner for just $19 a month. Do both online at humanesocietytampa.org/give. You can also donate items from our wish list to help us feed and comfort our animals. See our list at humanesocietytampa.org/wishlist. Items can be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or placed in the bins at our shelter entrance after hours. Thank you for remembering those who need you most.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
All right, we are back, coming to you live from Florida Pizza. The Doobie Brothers, the first concert I ever saw. Billy, what was the first concert you saw?
The first concert I ever saw was a summer concert in Niagara Falls, and it was a bunch of rappers. It was like Lil Wayne and Drake and all these guys, and I was super young. It was a really fun concert, though.
I used to know Drake's name from the TV show that he was on.
Oh, yeah. Degrassi?
Degrassi. Yeah. We used to watch it all the time because of my daughter. Papa Q, what was the first concert you went to?
Elvis Presley at Niagara Falls Convention Center.
Wow.
Which is, it was one of his last concerts. And he looked terrible.
Yeah. He looked terrible.
Well, if it was towards the end, yeah. It was, that's what peanut butter and banana sandwiches do.
Yeah, they start getting,
Getting old. First concert you went to?
I'm still waiting to go to one. I've known. My first concert was Alabama. I saw an Alabama concert maybe.
Back in the day, before half of you, all three of you were born, you had to stand outside and wait in line 24 hours to be able to buy the ticket. And I remember standing out in Pinellas Park. Spent the night just like we buy Alabama tickets back in the day, now with computers and buttons and all that.
Yeah, you usually don't have to leave your house now.
Yeah. Well, this really scares me. Matt says he has a story, and that's never good to hear.
Well, before I get to the story, I want to say thanks to Steve Linnae, big-time friend of the show. He actually put me in contact with his boy Jay Rocks from Rio de Janeiro, who is a vocalist for 69 Crash, which is a rock band to the Rock and Rios here. Every year, obviously, not COVID season, but it's a big event in Rio where they bring the world bands together, like Scorpions and all these world-class bands come together to compete for Rock and Rio. So I want to shout out to Steve. Thanks for making that connection while I'm here in Brazil. But then, as I was waiting in the airport, I was getting ready, sitting on through security, and we're sitting in the loading area at the gate, just kind of killing time. And I see a jiu-jitsu bag, it's like a duffel bag made out of the gi material. And I was like, oh, that's a cool bag. And then I looked at the ears and I was like, okay, I'm heading to Brazil. And the guy's got the signature cauliflower ears. And I'm like, okay. I was like, this guy's got to be a fighter or a trainer or jiu-jitsu or something. So I started a conversation with him. And I asked him in Portuguese, which is terrible, by the way. And I said, hey, are you fight in the UFC? He's like, no, my girl does. So out of the waiting room area comes Norma, the immortal Dumont. She had just left the UFC Apex, where she fought in November 28th in Las Vegas, and they're heading back home to Brazil. And Brazil obviously is known for fighting. Hoist Gracie put the country on a map. And now we have Billy Q from Tampa with Fiola and Alon Cruz and all these young coming fighters. How do you guys feel about Tampa as a fight city? And when do you think it will get on the level of like an Albuquerque or a Coconut Creek as far as like fight capital of the U.S.?
Yeah, I think it definitely has the capabilities. And Yeah, like you said, with Alon and Matt, it's just crazy that, you know, we all trained together quite a bit when I first moved here in 2010, which was the same week Matt Frivola moved here. And back then, we all kind of thought we had what it took to get to the UFC, but it was kind of a, you know, kind of like a pipe dream of, you know, oh man, I can't wait. But, you know, first we got to, you know, win some amateur fights and then, you know, go pro. And it was a long ways away. So to look back on that and to have, you know, three guys in the UFC and doing really well, it's really cool. I think it could be like one of those places, but there's not like one major gym. You know, Gracie Tampa South is probably the biggest right now. And it help produce all three of us, but I feel like there's so many smaller gyms around here that until, you know, if everyone came together at one gym to grow like a big gym, I think that would really speed things up. Or, you know, I have a lot of guys coming out of GTS that have the chance to get to that next level, but it's just who's going to put the work in, you know, who's going to be consistent over time will be that next wave of people. But since there's not, you know, I think GTS is one of the major gyms, obviously, but it's not even, you know, a quarter of the size of what, like, ATT is.
Do you think it'll take the athletes, you included, you know, winning a lot of fights, winning a title, winning, you know, before people say, you know, still Tampa is thought of as a boxing community just because of, you know, Ybor and the boxing roots and all that kind of stuff. You know, we know Tampa MMA. We know Tampa Jiu-Jitsu. Is that what it's going to take? You know, a lot of winning?
Yeah, I think it's either going to be – it's in my opinion, it's going to be us three. You know what I mean? What me and Matt and what Alon are able to do with it. Get, you know, as you know, if there's ends up being a world champion, that's going to be it. It's going to kind of put Tampa on the map more so than what we've done so far. And so it's either going to be our generation or that next wave of guys that'll come up, and there'll be one guy who comes from nowhere and ends up being the next Conor McGregor or something. That those two things would be the biggest ways to get Tampa to an even higher level that we all know and love it for, which is, you know, a good fighting community.
One of the guys that everyone, including Dana White, thought would help, if not put Tampa on the map, is Marcus Jones.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know much about Marcus.
Yep.
So Marcus credits me a little bit. He used to play around with Matt Hughes' belt, you know, at training camp and such. Reason I brought him up is he once said to me as he was on the ramp, RFC, getting ready to walk down, he thought to himself, what the hell am I doing? Why am I doing this? What have you thought as you're getting in there? I'm getting ready to, you know, to go fight. Anything crazy off the wall, like not – what am I doing? But hey, I see that guy up in the stands, or I'm really hungry right now, or just something kind of crazy. Yeah.
Well, this last one, especially in the Apex, because it's just so quiet. You're like walking out there, and it seems like, you know, because I was obviously a big UFC fan before I got into the UFC. I'm basically walking up, and it just reminds me of like things that I've seen on TV. I'm like, oh, there's the ring card girl. There's Dana White. This time I was like a foot away from Trevor Whitman. I saw him, who does like some
Smiley.
Of the commentary. Yeah, and I got in there, and this time I was the first one. So I look out, and I see like Joe Rogan and Cormier, and just so like quiet and so clearly. It's definitely surreal now because it's people I've seen on the UFC just for so many years. That's definitely a weird one. There's definitely been fights where I've walked in there and like I feel like I'm like, man, am I ready for this? Like when I get there, I'm like, whoa, like and to combat that, I kind of hit myself, you know, because like you don't want the first hit to be this guy who comes out, but sometimes I gotta kind of hit myself and kind of rough myself up a little bit to get ready to fight.
Sure.
Because that's definitely a weird moment when you're like, whoa, I don't know if I'm ready to get into a fist fight right now. So now I kind of go through a process to get me ready for that. But I felt that before.
I asked a fighter once, I don't remember who it is, I don't remember breakfast, you know, craziest thing that's ever happened in the middle of the fight, and he said that he was fighting Dennis Seaver. I guess we could look it up. Matt, why don't you do that? Look up who it is, because all you have to do is look up Dennis Seaver and the fight that he fought in Boston, and then we can remember who said this.
So
he's fighting Dennis Seaver in Boston. Dennis is from Germany, and he said they're talking German, and for about 6, 7, 8 seconds I'm thinking of the movie Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
And he said in the middle of a fist fight I'm watching a movie in the back of my mind, and it took 8 seconds to kind of slap myself out of it.
Stop doing that.
Anything crazy like that, you know, in the middle of a fight?
I think the craziest stuff, and we kind of talked about this a little bit last time, of just hearing like my opponent, like hearing my opponent's corner, and just like little weird stuff that happens. Like there was one time I went to like take this guy down, and it was a loud crowd, so I couldn't really hear him at first. But then when I went to go take him down, I can hear him like right next to him, and he's like, you know, I've never even heard it before, and I don't know if they're like going to be respectful or what. And he's like, Tony, he's like, don't let this beep, beep, take you the F down. And I'm like, whoa, dude. Like, and you're like, you kind of stop halfway through and you're like, he's talking about me. You know what I mean? He's talking about me that way. And I ended up beating the guy and taking him down and doing really well. But I think just hearing the opposite corner, because you kind of know what your corner is going to say. Like, I know what Matt Arroyo sounds like. I know what Dan Rawlings sounds like. But hearing like the disrespectful things your opponent's corner, then they have to kind of say it, like, oh, you know, like if like this last, I got a takedown. He's like, knock his effing head through the, you know, through the ground. And you're like, this is crazy. Like there's, you're fighting one person, but they're also, they're like cheering crowds cheering them on and kind of helping them try to beat you up. So it's, that's the an interesting part that always happens. But for the most part, no, I'm not really thinking of anything. I'm just thinking of, take this guy out, you know, try to knock him out, try to choke him out, do whatever it takes to get the win.
I've always disliked when, whether it's the corner or even fans that yell stuff like that. I mean, you know, rip his leg off. I mean, like, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
You know, A, I seriously doubt you're going to be able to rip somebody's leg off. But B, and I know, and I was going to say this before, you know, when you say they're trying to kill you, they're not. They're trying to win the fight.
Yeah.
You know, so I dislike when they're always, you know, rip his arm off, you know, poke him in the eye. It just bothers me.
Yeah, and I think with a lot of people who have been involved with the UFC and with martial arts for a long time, I think it does rub people the wrong way, because there are two skilled people trying to win a fight. You know, they're you know, on display doing everything they can to win anyway. So you don't really need to say stuff like that, because it's kind of disrespectful when it's a martial art that's like an art form that's happening.
First thing you think of when you hear sweep the leg, because I hate that too. I love the movie.
That's stuff that I try to just ignore. You know what I mean? Like I sometimes you do hear stuff in the crowd where like they say stupid things like that, but these last Apex fights have been a lot different, because it's just your corners and their corners. So it's very structural. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can hear them. You can hear your guy. You know they can hear your guy. You know, so if like Arroyo tells me to do something, I know he heard it, then I'm like, oh, well, maybe don't do it. You know, so it's a lot more of a chess match now than the random fans that encourage or discourage certain things.
All right, so we're going to hit a break now. You guys are going to go do your pizza.
Yep.
Have you already started to think about, you know, you don't want to say it because you don't want to, you know, let the opponent know what your plans are. But have you already thought of ingredients or toppings or anything? Not at all?
We'll see what we got, but I'm ready. I know what happened last time. I know it was pretty easy to do the first part of the pizza part, but it's all about the toppings.
Interesting. Good stuff. All right, so before you leave, I do have a gift for you, since you sat in and not only was a guest, but since you played co-host,
really
we're
going to
hook you up
it.
With an original grain watch. It's pretty sweet if you wear watches.
Sweet. Yeah.
So I want to thank you.
Wow.
And,
sweet. That's an amazing piece. Thank you so much, man.
We're going to send both of you some 8-Man Strong Gear as well.
Thank you so much. And, yeah, I got the Billy Q headband for you, and I'm going to have more for Matt, too. Whenever he comes by next, I'll have a bunch more for you guys.
Sweet. All right, we're going to hit a break. They're going to go get their pizzas. What?
Before you hit the break, the Dennis Eber was against Conor McGregor, UFC Fight Night 59 at the TD Garden.
Then obviously it wasn't that. Did Dennis Seaver fight more than one time in Boston?
He did. He might.
Maybe before that. I'll look that up during the break.
Thank you guys for this watch.
I'm going to go out in a limb and say the guy that I interviewed wasn't Conor McGregor. Yeah, I might have remembered that name. All right, we're going to hit a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobblehead from MMA bobblehead.com. www.bellatorheavyweightchampion.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's homeless pets always benefit from the generosity of the Tampa Bay community during holiday giving. There are many ways to help. Make an end-of-year gift of any amount or become a pet partner for just $19 a month. Do both online at humanesocietytampa.org/give. You can also donate items from our wish list to help us feed and comfort our animals. See our list at humanesocietytampa.org/wishlist. Items can be dropped off from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday or placed in the bins at our shelter entrance after hours. Thank you for remembering those who need you most.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Pizza challenge getting ready to go down. Billy Q, Papa Q, getting ready to make a pizza. Billy's going to make a pizza for him as well. That way they're going to walk out of here with at least three quality pizzas. All right, so obviously it wasn't Boston. I think I have it narrowed down. I'm going to have to go back to the tapes. I think I have it narrowed down to one of three people. And you will not believe who one of those three people it could have been.
Oh, boy. Who do you got?
It possibly could be Matt Wyman.
Wow.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to some tapes. You know it's not going to happen, but that's the plan.
That would be epic if that was the case.
Wouldn't it? That really would be pretty funny. All right, so news came out. Let's change gears for a couple minutes. News came out. The Cleveland Indians will be no more. First, it was going to happen pretty quickly. Now, rumor has it'll happen in 2022. Give me your thoughts.
I mean, you can try to erase history all you want, but It's not going to make a difference. I mean, I don't know. I think it's silly. I mean, actually, you know what? I took a photo of a plane down to Brazil because in the little TV in front of the headrest in front of me was a section of games. And I played Hangman. And I was like, huh. I was like, I wonder why they haven't come after Hangman. I mean, it's very offensive. You got a guy on a noose, and if you make a mistake, they hang him, and he's got his tongue hanging out. And you know, so I was like, wait for the political correctness to get a hold of, you know, our childhood games. Pepe Le Pew, the cartoon, he was pretty much a sexual predator. You know, he kept molesting the female skunk in all the episodes. You know, so you go back and you start trying to erase history and change names of sports organizations and try to make everybody happy. And I think you just lose out on the – I think everybody loses. You know, it's terrible what's happening.
All right, so if you're going to take away the Cleveland Indians, I think you should take away the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys and Indians.
Right.
Yeah, they're the ones responsible for killing, scalping.
I think you should take away the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
The Tampa Pirates. Bay Buccaneers.
Absolutely. The Raiders.
Right. Yeah, the Raiders, yeah.
Yeah, they're all offensive. They all took stuff that didn't belong to them. They, you know, but where do you stop? You know, it's like the PETA argument where, like, they talk about eating animals. You know, you'll eat, you know, cows and pigs and, you know, but, like, you'll stop at a horse or you'll stop at a squirrel or, you know, it's just kind of like, where do you stop once you start once you start unwinding this ball of political correctness, everybody's offended by everything in 2020.
All right, before we continue this on, as Billy's getting ready to put Billy Q and Papa Q to the test to make these pizzas, give me the odds. You're down there. You know absolutely nothing that's going on up here.
Well, experience counts for a lot, and I know Billy was personally trained by me, so I think Billy takes this competition down.
All right, so just for the sake of giggles and giggles, should I go the opposite side?
You can. I'm taking it as also symbolic of his last loss, and he's a guy that's going to come back from a loss and show that he learned from his mistakes, and I think he puts out the better pizza, and I think he wins his next fight because of it as well.
Okay. What topping do you think will be his main ingredient?
Who are the judges in this competition today?
Well, it depends on when Billy, Pizza Billy, gets started with Billy Q and Papa Q. Right now, your boy Bob is here. Somebody else is here. And myself.
I would say since Billy's there, if he has anything with any kind of spice or any kind of like sweetness, so like if he adds honey to, you know, to the pizza that caramelized, if he adds buffalo sauce to, you know, make it spicier. I think Billy loves spicy, so if he's cooking to win, he's got to cook through Billy's heart.
All right.
Billy goes through Billy to win the championship today.
Interesting. Well, I don't want to say that loud enough for your Billy and Billy Q and Papa Q to hear it, so we will keep that between ourselves. The Buccaneers came through last week, a huge game. They need to thank Viking kickers, that's for sure. And I almost forgot this. I did download a couple things to bring up. The long snapper, the holder, and the kicker, all three are on the virus protocol.
Oh, boy.
So hopefully everything flies through over the next couple of days, or your defensive lineman, Sue, just like Warren Sapp was the backup, from what I understand, Sue possibly could be your backup kicker.
It was probably not any worse than the previous kickers they've had over the past few years.
Well, there's some definite truth to that.
Speaking of last minute changes and unexpected, it looks like your boy Ryan Bader will be taking on Anthony Rumble Johnson in the Bellator heavyweight fight.
No, I don't think it's a Bellator, is it? I thought it was the grappling tournament.
No, Verdum is out, and Rumble Johnson took that fight with Bellator.
Oh, I thought it was a grab because it's like this weekend.
Yeah, it's the 19th.
Oh, I didn't. You know, this virus has gotten to me.
Yeah, you just lose track of time and like sense of like everything, right? I mean, it's just, and the world's going through it. So. I'm pulling it up right now, see if I can get the actual exact on it.
I'm sure you are aware the Greek Freak has signed his tenure, or he was about to. So it'll happen, you know, before it expires. I think it's $228 million.
Wow, for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yep.
Wow. That's crazy money. That's crazy money.
And that's what it's gotten to. Right?
Yeah, no, but who's making that money? Is it the TV revenues? It's not people in the stands. There's no concession sales. There's no parking. There's no admission ticket sales. So how can they keep justifying these big prices when they're playing in a bubble in Orlando or at Universal? They're at the Amway Center now, right? That's why WWE
They're not playing in a bubble. They're still, not going to have, a full capacity of fans. The Tampa Bay Raptors obviously are playing, here in the arena. We talked about it last week. And I don't know if it was a real logo or a gimmick logo, but it was the Toronto Raptor in flip-flops and sunglasses.
Yeah, that's great. And you are right. It is a submission grappling. Underground 19 on UFC Fight Pass. It's Ryan Bader versus Anthony Johnson, set for December 20th.
Right, which I believe is the Chael Sonnen grappling. I think it's awesome. I don't want this to come across wrong. Ryan's my guy. Ryan has been on this program more than almost anyone. I still think he trails Tito by a couple. We don't keep really good records. Who knows if it's true? Stepping up on 5 days, it's a grappling tournament. It's not a fight. You still got to be in shape and all that, but Ryan's working out and doing his things anyway. But
Is this a precursor to them actually fighting for a belt in Bellator?
Possibly, but I think Rumble, need to get some wins in. He's not going to walk. I wouldn't think that he's going to walk directly in and get a title fight. But then again, who knows? Scott Coker and Bellator could see what happens, in the grappling tournament. If Rumble, wins and wins, quickly and decisively, who knows? It may be the time to jump on it, right?
Yeah, while the iron's hot, and we know that Anthony Rumble Johnson did a sumo wrestling match, so he's got wrestling experience, even though it's sumo. If they've learned anything from the YouTube stars, you've got to strike while the iron's hot, and if you can build enough interest and drum it up and people pay to see it, then that's what they're in it for, is a fight game.
Absolutely. Back to the other thing that you stated, they are the NBA, makes plenty of money on the TV rights.
Yeah.
The NBA has, a multi-billion dollar company. I'm sure that they're going to some of that as well. But the Milwaukee Bucks can't allow them to leave. They're going to allow them to leave and go join the Lakers?
Yeah, they let Kevin Garnett go, and he went to Boston and won a championship. So, they have a history of that.
And the beard, even though the beard showed up for preseason, from what I understand, the beard is talking about wanting to go to Philly.
Wow, I don't know.
Annex Double as the PR director up there.
I guess I had the wrong team. I had the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves were where Garnett left.
Garnett came.
They're all the same. They're all the same. Basketball teams in the Midwest that will never win anything. So it's like white noise.
Bucks travel up. I believe it's Atlanta. They have Atlanta, Detroit, Atlanta.
They got to run the table.
Yeah, I think so. Even though it's tough to beat your division rival twice, Atlanta's not good. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but they have to run the table in order to get a favorable playoff seeding and position.
Yeah, no, I think they will run the table. And I was debating whether I want to bring this up, and I think I will. Well, let's hit this break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the Pro Bowl that's not going to happen, but there's still ballots being cast, as well as Rob Gronkowski out there, getting votes to go to the Pro Bowl. That's not going to happen. We'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the Christmas corner, MMA bobbleheads from MMA Bobblehead.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Florida Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Final segment. The queues are behind the dish over there. They're starting to make the toppings, starting to get this pizza ready to rock and roll. So that should be good, cool stuff.
Yeah, I just sent Billy Q the video on that GNAT training system that I have at Tour Pizza because they actually have an MMA protocol. So after you guys get done eating, if you're not too full, have them check out that the wall system over there. See what he thinks about it.
Yeah, he said he's resting. He's not any physical, anything mental, you know, anything like that. All right, so I just got some information from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay. And first, Rojo, I guess, just had some procedure. So he may or may not be ready to go on Sunday, which means Leonard Fournette will step in. The media continues to ask the same questions over and over and over again, and it was asked to Bruce Arians again today about where Leonard Fournette's head is, you know, where he didn't play, he was a healthy scratch. They've asked Fournette this. He has answered it. It's all about winning. He's okay with whatever. He's fine with it. I believe that. I believe as long as a team is winning, players are willing to do whatever they need to do to get to the next level, to get to the playoffs, to get to the Super Bowl. I believe that. Also, before I bring up the Gronkowski thing, they're bringing in kickers, holders, snappers. They'll be in for the rest of the week, and Bruce Arians said that they may keep two full staffs of long snappers, holders, and kickers, just in case if one can't go because of the virus, that they'll have, you know, the kicker and the long snapper and such. So that's kind of interesting. All right, so here's the thing.
And that's something I don't ever understand. You know, like the kickers always get, like, shafted. It's like they're not real football players. Everybody kind of keep, you know, they treat them like the, you know, I guess you can't say in political correctness, but like the redheaded stepchild, right? Like the outsider. Right. You know, they always kind of kick them out. But they win games. I mean, how many games come down to the final field goal, the kick? I want to see if we're going to make this political correctness a change in the Indians, a change in the Washington football club or team. You know, I want kickers to get equal love on the gridiron because they win games more so than running backs and tight ends.
Well, you may not know the name, but the Buffalo Bill fans remember the name Scott Norwood. Scott Norwood kicks a field goal at Tampa Stadium. The Buffalo Bills win a Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, they get no love. Talk about the most underappreciated and underrespected profession in professional sports. pro kicker.
hold on. I'm going to disagree. I think punters are the most disrespected. I mean, kickers are disrespected, but I think punters are disrespected more than kickers, than field goal kickers. Because of that exact thing, you just said it. People overlook the importance of a great punter. They know, and they still rip kickers, they know those 3 points are important, but they just throw out into the woods the punter that's punting 12 yards over the one that's going 50, 60. So, all right, I don't want to run out of time before I ask you this question.
Of course.
The Pro Bowl that's not going to happen.
Okay.
The All-Star game, you know, Major League Baseball, hockey, whatever. Do you want to see your favorite player, or do you want to see the best player? Do you want to see the best players play, or do you want to watch your favorite player play?
Well, the game has no importance. It's a celebrity contest. It's a popularity contest. So I want to see my favorite player play. And on the same token, don't they usually have the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl?
Yes.
So you can't even get to see the whole roster of your favorite people. I mean, you don't get to see, historically speaking, Tom Brady, because he's still in season, focused on winning a championship. So, you know, if he's the GOAT and he's the number one quarterback of the league, you know, you don't even get to see him in exhibition having fun like you do the NBA All-Star game. So I want to see after the Super Bowl, then they do an All-Pro game.
And they have had it after, you know, I think the last year or 2 years, whatever, because they were trying to change that. But Tom Brady's never going to a Pro Bowl. I'm telling you that now.
Just because he doesn't want to?
Yeah, he doesn't want to.
And he might do it just for fun because he's at the end of his career.
Absolutely not.
And it's like Michael Jordan not doing the dunk contest. I mean, it's terrible. Like, if your best players of the league don't participate in these exhibition events, you know, like All-Star games, Pro Bowls.
Taking it one step further, the one reason, the only reason that the NFL was getting some of the top tier, and some of the top tier were still backing out, you know, they were injured all of a sudden or whatever. What did get them there was the fact that it was in Hawaii. Now that it's in Orlando,
no shot.
Yeah, zero. Zero.
Yeah, no shot.
So, I mean, would you go? I don't even want to go to Orlando.
Right. The traffic. I mean, Orlando's an hour away from Orlando.
Exactly.
With I-4.
All right, so I do want to say publicly that I thought of you, I honored you, and I wore the shirt there, the sweater that you gave me when I took the picture with Lord Stanley's cup.
I was honored. I love it. I'm happy that you appreciate it, and that's a pretty cool accomplishment to stand next to Lord Stanley's cup.
Yeah, well, not stand next to it. I was touching it.
I wasn't going to say it on there. I didn't know you had to touch. I don't know if you're allowed to touch it.
I started to take it down the stairs. I was going to try to take it home.
That's true. Bring it to a piece. We'll put some garlic knots on the top.
One of my favorite pictures is when the guys went to a Bucks game with it, and somebody took a picture from behind, so you can see the cup, you can see the guy sitting in the suite, and you could see, you know, the football field. You could see Raymond James, you know, down on the bottom, and in Lord Stanley's cup, it was filled to the brim with popcorn.
That's so epic. It's cool to have the Lord Stanley Cup in Tampa.
No, it definitely is cool. You know, very cool. What I want you to think about, you have a week. This is your homework assignment. I'll try to figure out who said that to us about Dennis Seaver, and I think I have it narrowed down to one of three people. You, I want to know next week what you would put in the cup.
Oh, okay. I will come back.
And it may be the garlic knots. You know, you might have already answered it before, you know, this will be the first time that you've ever.
I'll still be in Brazil next week, so I'll come up with something that's sourced from Brazil, something imported. And I'll make it fun. And I guess before we run out of time, I do want to say, you know, your competitiveness, Randy, is infectious. You've convinced me that there are no free passes in life and in sport. And so I will sign off and say that I'm sorry for judging you for tagging up said player's son at home plate. I asked said player last week when I had the chance to provide lunch for legendary Ronnie Diaz, and he said, absolutely not. I never raised my kid to, like, get a free pass. So he's out. He didn't earn it. So thank you, Randy, for setting me straight. And I will make sure I tag out my kids each and every time I get a chance.
Well, and I know you do. So don't make it sound like you're doing something new. Bull crap. You know you do. And I know I do. I would tag out, you know, my beautiful granddaughter, and I will. When I go home and see her tonight, I will tag her out.
All right. Well, maybe we can beat her with the wild thing from the Indians that are no longer.
Chief Wahoo. All right, Matt. Enjoy the upcoming week in Brazil. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank the Prince of I'm going to call him the Prince of Darkness.
Prince of War.
Prince of War. I'm going to call him the Prince of Darkness, but he's the Prince of War, Greg Hardy. And, of course, Billy Q, Papa Q, all the Qs. We will see everybody next week. For Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone, this has been Knockout Radio. See everybody next week.
Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.